This is Fresh Air. John Lennon would have been 50 years old today. The airwaves are filled with the sounds of Imagine and tributes remembering one version or another of Lennon's life and works. This occasion sent rock and roll historian Ed Ward back to Ray Coleman's 1984 biography of Lennon, and Ed's found some clues about the records John might have been listening to in the early days of the Beatles and before.
John Lennon's first group was the Quarrymen, and they were a skiffle band. Skiffle was a big fad in England in the late 50s, and the easiest way of explaining it is to say that it was American folk music played on a combination of acoustic guitars and homemade instruments, usually badly. Leadbelly's train song, Rock Island Line, was the cornerstone of any decent skiffle group's repertoire, and those of you with strong stomachs can seek out Lonnie Donegan's version of that. But the rock and roll influence was already there. We know that the Quarrymen also performed Mickey and Sylvia's classic Love is Strange, although I bet none of them could play guitar as well as Mickey Baker could. When John met Paul McCartney, the chemistry between them was so strong that they started writing songs together almost immediately. But in Ray Coleman's Lennon biography, we also learn that at their first rehearsals, Paul brought in Little Richard's Rip It Up, and John contributed this Buddy Holly classic.
There you go, baby, here am I, oh, will you? Left me here so I could sit and cry. Well, golly gee, what have you done to me? Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
As many of you know, Buddy Holly and the Crickets were very important to John. Beatles was a name coined in direct imitation of Crickets. Once the Beatles got going, the emphasis was on learning hit tunes that their audience would recognize, and so the early Beatles had plenty of Little Richard and Chuck Berry songs in their set list, numbers that are still familiar to most of today's rock and roll fans. But then as now, there were American rock and roll artists who were much more popular in Britain than in the U.S., people like Gene Vincent, Eddie Cochran, and this guy.
Anna, you come and ask me, girl, set you free, girl. You say he loves you more than me. Well, I will set you free. Go with him. Go with him.
Arthur Alexander's Anna was his only U.S. hit, but he was a big favorite in Britain, where lots of groups, not only the Beatles, covered his songs, including the Rolling Stones, who recorded You'd Better Move On. And although the Stones were more famous for doing such a thing, there's at least one instance where the Beatles took an obscure song and improved it. Since John was such a big girl group fan, revamping the B-side of the Shirelles' hit Will You Love Me Tomorrow was probably his idea.
I've been told when a boy kisses a girl, she takes a trip around the world, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
The important thing to remember is that these weren't oldies. They were hits of the day, and the Beatles were trying to stay contemporary. They didn't know they were changing the sound of pop music. They just understood when they heard something new, they should do it, like this. Listening to the harmonica on Bruce Chanel's Hey Baby, John knew he had to try that himself, and the song led directly to his writing Love Me Do. The harmonica player, by the way, was a young lad from Fort Worth named Delbert McClinton. John Lennon remembered the songs of his youth for his entire life. Not only did he cut that album rock and roll in the post-Beatles days, but in one late Beatle classic, he snuck in a line from Chuck Berry's You Can't Catch Me.
New Jersey Turnpike in the wee-wee hours. I was rolling slow because of drizzling showers. Yeah, come a flat top, he was moving up with me. Then come waving goodbye in a little old souped-up jitney. I put my foot in my tank and I began to roll. Moaning siren towards the state patrol. So I let out my wings and then I blew my horn. Bye-bye, New Jersey, I become airborne. Now you can't catch me. Baby, you can't catch me.
I know, I always thought that flat top line from Come Together sounded familiar. Who knows how John Lennon would have spent this birthday? Certainly I don't. But if he'd spent a part of the day reflecting on the half-century behind him, maybe he'd have played some of these records.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll, and he writes for the Austin Chronicle.
Anna, you come and ask me, girl, to set you free, girl. You say he loves you more than me, so I will set you free. With him.
This is Fresh Air.